Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read. Respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, the NFL owners are getting ready to meet this coming weekend. We've got the Final Four in place in college basketball, and baseball season's right around the corner. It's heating up.
Yeah, it's about time the baseball started heating up. They cheated the fans out of spring training. So maybe they can at least get all 162 games in, you know, plus the playoffs and the World Series. And, you know, when you look at the Final Four, you got two of the institutions, as I call them, Duke and North Carolina. Those two colleges are tough to beat. Then you got Kansas and Villanova. Well, Villanova, I don't know. You know, that's where Howie Long went. Did you know that? Howie Long is a graduate of Villanova.
I think Villanova's in Philadelphia. I think that's about all I know about Villanova.
I don't know where it is. Yeah. I don't know if it was in Philly or where, because I thought Temple was in Philly.
Yeah, maybe you might be right. I may be wrong. That has happened before. I know Vanderbilt's in Tennessee, but Villanova.
Yeah, it's in Nashville.
Yeah,
it's in Nashville.
Wherever it is, they're playing good basketball, and now they're going to face Kansas. You know, it's a real bummer the way these things work out sometimes, and I know that going in, no one would be able to perfectly place it all. But Duke playing North Carolina in the Final Four and not the final, man, people would love to see that as a final.
Oh, my goodness. That would be one of the best games ever. I mean, anytime those two guys, colleges get together, it is a burner. I mean, they get up and down the court and they play defense. You notice all of a sudden there's a defensive game. When Duke and North Carolina play, it gets rough.
I want to apologize to all the Villanova fans. I wasn't far off. It's in Villanova, Pennsylvania. So yeah. It is not the school in Philadelphia. But listen,
Eddie, you should apologize.
I do.
You know, you're supposed to know everything about sports, and here you are. You don't even know where Villanova is, and you know they're in the Final Four.
That's my bad. I take full credit for my mistake.
You should. Right, and you buddy. Should. And the Mouthing Off Nation will forgive you, believe me.
All right. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, ESPN, the big dog, hunting all those great announcers, and they seem to be finding the ones they're looking for.
Hey, I'm telling you, ESPN is the dog that's doing the hunting, and you're right. I mean, they're snatching up everything. I told you Joe Buck was going, didn't I?
You did.
Joe Buck is, and he knew that when Troy Aikman got that $95 million, that he could just let me just hold back and dangle that carrot a little bit longer, and they're gonna come get me, because Troy Aikman's saying, hey, you better get Joe Buck before somebody else snatches him. Well, you look at Joe Buck; he got a 5-year, $75 million contract. That's strong. And then he'll be calling a couple of, I think that Espen's going to start going more in the baseball, because they're going to have to with all the stations they have, with all the networks they've set up, that they carried baseball a lot. You remember? And now maybe they'll do it again, because they got one of the best guys, Joe Buck. Now I'm going to ask you this. What is your insights? You just came back from L.A. What is your insights on Al Michaels? Where do you think he's going?
I don't know. Does he go anywhere? Does he hang it up? I have no idea.
Oh, hell, you can't. Why would you want to hang it up when you're that good?
Good is one thing, but you know, even the announcers who have a job that doesn't entail all of the two-a-days and the practices, those guys work hard, and it's a lot of work on the road.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of studies.
It's not like he hasn't made his money. I don't know. Is he the guy that just kind of goes away? And he doesn't have to be a play-by-play guy. I mean, he could be a guy who goes to a network and does pre-post and half.
No, you don't think so? He's your main event guy. You know, that's like, you know, telling Hulk Hogan or you know, The Rock or you know, like Steve Austin to come on back and you're not the main event. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you are.
But to be an announcer,
you know what I mean? I mean, he's a guy who's going to put asses in seats, you know, 18 inches apart. And so Al Michaels is a guy that's going to get the eyeballs on the television. They just got to put him with the right people.
See, you and I disagree on this. You and I disagree on this, because I feel
like they're having trouble. That's why they're having trouble. Amazon is with signing him, because I don't know who he doesn't know who his color guy is, really, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that And you got to have a good color guy. It's like, you know, while they busted up him and Chris Collinsworth, it's beyond me. But that was a great team.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, if he signs a deal with someone, if he were to go to Amazon, they would let him choose whoever he wanted that was available to be the color commentary. So I don't know. I honestly,
he wanted Aikman, but Aikman, you know, jumped to Espen.
Al Michaels left ESPN because he wanted to be on a big network, not on a cable channel. And what a cable channel is considered now. I know what a cable channel is considered now is more like a network as opposed to an Amazon where you're just streaming. So that would be a step down in that direction for him. I mean, the money, sometimes he seems to not really care about the money. I mean, ESPN would have broken out the wallet for him to stay at Monday Night Football when they moved it over to ESPN, but he wasn't into it. They made a deal to move him over, and now the game may have moved on from him because nobody is tuning in to Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football for the announcers. Will they complain if the announcers are no good? Yes, but they're going to watch the game no matter what. The people that are going to watch football are going to watch those games no matter who is making the calls.
Well, I think that as a producer and a guy who's dealt with a lot of talent, like the Al Michaels of the world, and produced them myself, is that, yes, that means the world to a show. You can't put some jabroni announcers out there and think they're going to do anything. That's what happened to Monday Night Football when they had McDonough, whatever his name was, and Gruden had the wrong guys. And if Gruden would have had a good play-by-play guy and not Onion Head, whatever the guy's name is, McDonough, whatever he was horrible. He had no charisma whatsoever. And you got to have a guy that can bring out the charisma in a John Gruden, which he has. You know, it's kind of like Pat Summerall was with Coach Madden. He used to bring the best out of John Madden that nobody else could. And it was just it's one of those special teams that you put together, like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. That's a very special team. And it's hard to find that today, period.
This is where you and I tend to differ, and I know that we've had this conversation many times on this show before, but...
And we'll always differ because I know what talent, I know what talent means to a show. From being a third-rate show to a first-class show, it's all who brings it in and out.
Yeah,
and
but the fact of the matter is, though, there was a time when they were bringing Al Michaels in, where nobody knew who Al Michaels was, where somebody had to take a chance on a guy like Al Michaels, and it's the same thing with Bob Costas. Somebody has to take a chance on all of these guys, and I'm telling you, somewhere out there, there's a guy with a good voice that's good at doing play-by-play, that's probably doing some lesser thought-of job, you know, calling college lacrosse or doing swimming.
Nah, you need to give that guy a job.
Yeah.
If he can call lacrosse, he can call anything.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is I know you like going back to the well, but I feel like there's fresh blood out there. And Amazon...
Oh, no, not yet. They're not built. What has happened in the announcing field is what happened in pro sports. They don't build them like they used to. You know, even in the coaching field, they don't build them to where they got stay in power. You know, it's like hot shot, in and out, boom, 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 boom. Instead of, you know, teaching them their craft where it's a long play.
Give me.
You know what I mean?
Literally in Major League Baseball, there is a guy who got the Boston Red Sox a World Series, which hadn't happened in 86 years. And then he literally jumped over to the Chicago Cubs and got them a World Series. And he
was the same formula.
And he was
same formula that he did with the Red Sox.
But he was a kid, the people were making fun of the Red Sox for hiring what looked like a kid that was just out of diapers to be their GM. And he clearly was the right guy for that job. And he clearly, I mean, I don't know if we do rankings like this, but I'd say if we were ranking general managers of franchises,
he's got to be top five of all sports.
I mean, the guy is incredible. The team,
he's a top two guy.
The team
he took the Red Sox and built them. You're talking about Theo Epstein.
I am.
And the bottom line is with Theo, he had the formula. And it's a formula. It's like, well, me, when I was wrestling, you know, I was like him. I was a young looking kid and I was very successful. And they all said, oh my God, he's so young. How could he be that? How could he be a champion at 19 years old? Well, hell, I was good.
Yeah.
And Theo, he was good. You know, I could put asses in seats my whole career. And I was always young. I never was old. And so when you look at Theo, he's like me when I started in professional wrestling. I was so young that I never grew old because I didn't stay in there to stay old. And it's like him. He is in a point in his life where he's made so much stinking money and done so well. You know, my hat's off to him. I mean, where else are you going to go? For two sorriest franchises, never won squat, right? Forever.
The White Sox, the Guardians now, used to be the Indians. There are some franchises that would love to have Theo Epstein get them a
championship. Yeah, but you know something? There's certain things that Theo likes, and those teams really don't have it.
Yeah.
And history is one of them, of the Red Sox. History is one of the Cubs. I mean, Ted Williams played here. This guy, Jim Longbird, played. All these other, Louis Aparicio, all these great people, you know, played with the Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski. You know, and then you bring them all up to Big Poppy and all these other guys, right? And then you go to Chicago. Well, it's known for the pointing his finger and hitting a home run. Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And that was the Yankees against the Cubs. And so when you start talking about like the Harry Carries, and I mean, he just had such just a wealth of knowledge to work with. And what he did is he formulated both teams with their history and brought them into modern day with that history and made them proud to be a Red Sox, made the proud of the ball players again. That's exactly what he did with the Cubs. He made them something, made them special again. All and right. Wrigley has that special aura about it. It's like just like Fenway Park. You notice he went to two Cracker Jack box stadiums. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Fenway Park and Wrigley Field.
Yep. All right, Eddie, we got to take a break
and
here.
Look what he did with them.
All right.
He won World Series.
All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we lost a good one. We were speaking in the last segment about guys that, deserved a shot. And you think about this guy, and he's a guy that you looked at him, you're like, this is the guy that knows everything about football? But he was the doctor, the professor,
professor
John Clayton we lost, which I don't know how active he was on ESPN the last few years. But I mean, he was a staple during the times when I used to watch SportsCenter religiously. And I was sad to hear that we lost John Clayton, a phenomenal mind when it came to football.
He was the go-to guy.
Yeah, so he'll be missed. He was at ESPN.
Oh, and a great guy, 20 years. Yeah, he was there 20 years. And the good professor, you know, our hats is off to our prayers and thoughts with his family. And you know, you can't replace a guy like him. I mean, there's certain guys, you know, it's kind of like Mickey Mantle in center field.
He's irreplaceable.
You can't replace him, you know. And so with John Clayton, the professor, you can't replace him.
So Devontae Adams, Packers wide receiver, there was much discussion about the fact that when Aaron Rodgers, it looked like he was going to leave the Green Bay Packers, that Devontae Adams was going to want out and want to go play with a quarterback of Aaron Rodgers' stature. Aaron Rodgers decides to stay with the Packers. Devontae Adams doesn't. He's been traded to the Raiders. He got a five-year, $141.25 million contract. He thanked the Packers fans and players, except for Aaron Rodgers. So I wonder what's going on there.
Well, I don't think he was as close to Aaron as Aaron thought he was. Well, and to me, that kind of speaks volumes. See, I don't understand why Aaron Rodgers didn't step in and say, look, you need to franchise this guy for 1 year. Hey, you know what really makes me sick is Deshaun Watson. He's traded to the Browns. The Browns are giving up 2022, 2023, 2024 first-round selections for Watson. How does the owner answer this question, Jeff? How does the owner of the Browns know that Watson couldn't wind up in prison?
Well, I can't remember the last time someone went to prison for a civil lawsuit.
And you're
lawsuit.
Guaranteeing all that money.
Yeah, but Deshaun Watson's not going to prison.
No, but it's more than that.
For many reasons, I'm against this decision because I think Baker Mayfield is a guy who has become the face of that franchise and is a good quarterback. And I don't know why they think that you should expect what happened up the street in Cincinnati to happen so quickly. I mean, there's only one guy that comes out of college like Joe Burrow who is just a winner. That's a decades at a time kind of thing. So I think they saw what happened there. they said, okay, we've had this guy for a few years. He hasn't done this for us, so we're going to go out and get another guy. Well, let me tell you something. Houston hasn't been exactly winning championships, and Deshaun Watson's been there for a while, so not a big fan of this decision.
Yeah, right.
Wish they would have stuck with Baker Mayfield for a little bit. Let me tell you this. The Houston Texans are the smartest people on the planet right now because they basically... they've pulled a Cowboys in the 90s. They traded away a guy at the...
Don't you ever go with that. The Sean Watson, even in the league of Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker, that is not even near the trade that the Cowboys did. But when they traded Herschel. These guys have got a bunch of jabronis. And you know something? I hope Baker Mayfield goes to Houston Texans and becomes their quarterback. And that they if they were smart, they would take Baker Mayfield because he's a Texas boy. I mean, he would fit perfect with the Houston Texans.
You
they
know,
need a quarterback. They don't have one.
There's not a team in Texas that couldn't upgrade at quarterback. And so either one of those teams would be better off with Baker Mayfield, I believe. So maybe Houston does go after him. I mean, they've got some picks to trade for him. How funny would that be if they flipped one of those picks
man,
back
for
Baker Mayfield?
They got plenty of them. Yeah, and he goes in there and gets them in the playoffs the first year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, this guy's a winner. I don't care. It's like they say in NASCAR, winner, winner, chicken dinner. This guy's a chicken dinner all day long. This guy, he goes to the Browns, who sucked. He turned the whole franchise around. He got the fans coming back. I mean, look at all them crazy commercials he used to do. I used to love those at the Browns Stadium. Here he is. He was the face of the team. And what was wrong with it? I mean, and they had Chubb then and Landry and all those guys. You know something? This is the stupidest thing. No wonder the Browns can't win.
Yeah, they seem cursed.
That's an idiot. No, well, that's stupidity. They're all stupid.
Yeah.
They're not even near smart. So you're going to get rid of a good quarterback who's only reason you wasn't in the playoffs or further in the playoffs because he got hurt during the season. And now you have everybody ready to go to win, and you go after a thug and a criminal. I mean, what's wrong with you, man?
All right, well, we've
talked. He's a criminal.
We've talked about guys that or teams that made bad decisions on quarterbacks. Let's talk about a team that I think made a good decision on a quarterback, and that's the Colts moving Carson Wentz.
Oh man!
And bringing in Matt Ryan. Yeah. They're a team that's built for the playoffs right now. They've got the best running back in the league, not named Derrick Henry. There's an argument to be made there. But he's got a few good years left in him, and Indianapolis as a team, they could have pulled what we thought Denver was going to pull if they got Aaron Rodgers by getting Matt Ryan. I mean, that's a major swap. Carson Wentz, who seems to be a good guy but doesn't seem to be a franchise quarterback, and replacing him with Matt Ryan.
Matty Ryan, Matt Ryan has never really had a good coach in Atlanta the whole time he was there. The closest he had was the offensive coordinator. That was Kyle Shanahan. And then Kyle went and blew the Super Bowl by just sitting on his hands the second half and let Tom Brady come back and kick his butt. And, you know, I think that he's going to do really well. He'll love Indianapolis and the fans. I mean, because they'll welcome him with open arms. And let me tell you something. He'll light that dome up like it's never been lit up since Peyton Manning has been there. And Lucas Oil Field. Could he do what Peyton Manning
did
for the Colts?
It would be poetic justice.
And the guy is a great quarterback. He's a lot better. He's kind of like a Matthew Stafford. You know, Matthew was always with the Detroit Lions for 13 years. And even though he put up big numbers and everything, and he was all pro in a Pro Bowl and all that, he never really got the look that he got when he went to the L.A. Rams and took them to the Super Bowl and won. I mean, that's like Matty Ice can do the same thing with the Colts because he has that talent. And he's got a good coach, Frank Reich. He knows how to handle a quarterback. And there you go. And they got a good team.
It's going to be.
You surround yourself with a Matt Ryan as quarterback with the guns that they already have to fire at you. Woo, that's going to be a good year next year for the Colts.
It's going to be fun to watch. I mean, that's definitely an upgrade. It's definitely a team that people should be afraid of in the AFC. And, you know, we could see a Tom Brady versus Matt Ryan Super Bowl again, and maybe Matt Ryan will get his revenge.
Oh, my goodness. That would be a lot of fun for people to watch. It really will be.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, what do you got to say about the USFL, Eddie?
Well, I think that the Tampa Bay Bandits, you know, that used to be, you know, Burt Reynolds' team, they've got some great coaches. You know, I don't know about the players, but their coaches, like their defensive coordinator, Pepper Johnson, you know, Pepper won 3 Super Bowls as assistant coach with the Patriots and Belichick. And he also won 2 Super Bowls with Bill Parcells and the New York Giants. He was a Giant guy as a linebacker, and he was a real good one too. And the other one there was Harry Carson, remember?
Oh, yeah. And I remember those teams.
When you look at those guys and those Parcells teams, that's how come he could coach under Belichick really well, because he played under Parcells, and Belichick learned a lot from Parcells. And so it was kind of like going to the same scheme and the same mentality that Parcells has. He just wasn't as angry. You know what I mean? Belichick just wasn't as angry as old Parcells was. But Parcells, he would take no prisoners, man. I love Parcells as a coach, you know?
Yep.
And that stupid Jerry Jones out there in Texas, if he'd have let him alone, he would have had him a Super Bowl. But he wanted to coach the team, and this is a true story. Bill Parcells walked in his office and threw in the keys. You want to coach? There you have it. See you later. I'm out of here. And he took off. That was it. That was it for him with the Cowboys.
All right, let's really quickly get this in here.
Oh, geez, that's easy. Deshaun Watson, 22 active civil lawsuits for sexual misconduct and reportedly 10 criminal complaints for sexual harassment and assault. That's why I'm telling you he's going to jail. And all since March 2021. Seems the Browns are okay with this disgraceful behavior by their players.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston or Charlotte or wherever I am this week.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples store has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And this week at Staples, you can save up to $230 on select PCs. Explore what's new for your business at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/19. Limit 2, in-store only.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Eddie, the free agent tracker. Trevor Story is a Red Sox, and Alex Cora says that he's going to play second base right away for the Red Sox.
And, you know, I can't believe that this deal happened. Carlos Cora has agreed to a three-year $105.3 million deal with the Minnesota Twins. But the key to this deal is he has opt-outs after the first two seasons. So if he doesn't like Minnesota, he gets out of there.
Yeah, and, you know, Carlos Correa, definitely the number one name out there on everybody's lips when it was coming to free agency. And I don't think anybody had on their sheet that he was going to end up with the Minnesota Twins. But the Minnesota Twins are making a push. They want to win a World Series in Minnesota. They made a bunch of signings. They're putting together a team there. They got a new stadium. They want to win now, and that is a piece to that puzzle that could put them over the top. Corey Seager.
Yeah, but you know the one thing about it, Jeff. You know they in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they only have like 3 weeks of summer. So I mean, when you're playing in you know October, November, man, it's going to be like 30 below. And so it's like, you know, I'm just saying.
You play baseball inside in Minnesota. And listen, for that kind of money, I'm pretty sure that he will be happy to play a couple seasons in Minnesota, especially if they're contending for the World Series. I mean, this is a guy with a World Series pedigree. He, you know, it's got a little asterisk next to it because he was definitely one of the guys that was thought to be banging trash cans around back there in the old Houston Astros background. But, you know, those guys are no longer
doing
that.
You know, I don't see the big deal. You know, it's a woke society. They are crybabies about every stinking thing that goes on. And, you know, something, bottom line is, so what? You know, from the beginning of baseball, they've always been stealing signs. That is the key to doing it. It's still the signs of the other team.
No.
And it doesn't matter.
No.
Bang your drum all you want. Just you got to give them credit. The Astros just had a good ball team.
No, they did have a good ball team, but you can't give them credit because they used technology. They had a camera out there looking in and grabbing the signs. A guy knew when a off-speed pitch was coming. That's cheating. And it's not
How did he know?
Because they were banging a trash can two times if it was off speed, and one time if it was a fastball. You can't do
so
that.
You just hoping that the crowd wasn't loud.
You know what's funny, Eddie, is that everybody in baseball that second time they went to the World Series knew this was going on. They're like, this is happening. Something needs to be done about this. And the Washington Nationals faced them in the World Series. And you know what the Washington Nationals did? They had two sets of signs for every pitcher that was different. So
we used to do that anyway. You know, when I was playing baseball.
Yeah, when there was a guy on second base. I mean, if a guy gets on second base and he can see with his eyes the signs, tip his hat if it's going to be a fastball, fine. That makes sense to me. But using technology, that can't be done. You cannot have high-definition cameras aimed at the catcher's fingers, figuring out their signs, and then utilizing that to win baseball games. Can't be done. They definitely broke the rules. They broke the morals. They should all be ashamed of themselves. Alex Cora still being the manager of the Red Sox is ridiculous. Those guys did not pay a big enough penalty. We're talking about a sport that won't let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame because he gambled on his own team to win.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad. They lied to him.
Yeah, this guy is getting $30+ million a year to play after being caught cheating. Alex Cora, allegedly, Alex Cora, still a manager of the Red Sox. They made him go away for a year for allegedly cheating. I'm going to say allegedly because I don't want to get sued. And honestly, Carlos Correa wasn't as big of an offender, I think, as some other guys on that team. Carlos Correa is a great player. Whether they were banging trash cans or not, the guy was going to be a Hall of Fame caliber player. And
you know who's a guy? It's a great guy that the Texas Rangers signed was Corey Seager. He signed a 10-year, $325 million mega deal. And that really is what set up Scott Boras. You know what I mean? Your favorite guy. who was the agent for Alex Cora. And he thought the bench was set for him with the Seager deal, but it didn't. But he still landed, Cora, the biggest deal ever for a position player. I mean, that's pretty strong. I mean, they've been paying a lot of money. I mean, look at the all-star closer. But the Braves now, Kenley Jansen, he signed a $16 million one-year deal. And the Braves just keep getting stronger at pitching.
They got a little stronger on that side of the plate, but on the other side of the plate, I feel like we may have discussed this a little bit before, but the reality of it is that Freddie Freeman is now a Los Angeles Dodger. He signed a six-year.
He's a SoCal guy. Anyway, he wanted to go home.
Yeah, he signed a six-year deal with the Dodgers. That lineup was already disgustingly sick to begin with, and now it's added a guy who, you know, is a MVP caliber batter that's going to be batting, I'm assuming, third in that lineup. And the Dodgers got much better at the plate. I don't know if their pitching's going to be good as it has been in the past. They brought back Clayton Kershaw, whose arm, I won't be surprised if it literally falls off while he's pitching on the mound this year. But
when you look at the Braves, you know, they countered that signing by bringing in Atlanta native Matt Olson and signed him to an 8-year contract that will pay him $168 million. There's your first baseman right back. And they don't miss a stroke.
No.
And Olson's, he's just as good as Freddie. And
hold on. He's not just as good as Freddie. He's a good replacement for Freddie in that lineup. That's going to get, they went to the World Series. They won the World Series without arguably the best player on that team in the lineup, who's going to be back. So you swap out Acuna for Freeman's bat and you bring in Matt Olson, who Freddie Freeman, I just feel like he got Bryce Harpered. I feel like he let his agent play too many games with the Braves, and that's an organization that chose not to mess around the same way that the Washington Nationals decided not to mess around. They didn't do the exact same thing. They didn't bring in a direct replacement for the guy, but they went out and they spent all their money on Patrick Corbin that year. They knew they had a kid in Juan Soto that was going to come up that could replace the bat. And
yeah, but you look at Matt Olson, they did the same thing Atlanta did. They knew that, okay, we're going to try Freddie. And if he pulls any kind of stuff on us, we got him, Matt Olson, to back it up. So when Freddie pulled that deal and went to the Dodgers, bam, right away, they instantly signed Matt Olson.
You've got it backward. And they signed Matt Olson before Freddie Freeman signed that deal. That was
but they already knew from his agent that he was going to L.A. And I guarantee you, or they wouldn't have pulled the trigger that quick. And so they didn't mess around. The front office, you got to give them credit. They pulled the trigger quick and got that deal done. And they're bringing a hometown boy back, and which is great for the fans. A lot of the Atlanta people know who he is already because they grew up in Atlanta. And I'm sure that the Atlanta Constitution covered him in school, believe me. And he's a great ball player, and he's going to do good in Atlanta. He's just a perfect. He's an Atlanta guy. And so bring him back.
It's going to be fun watching baseball this year, Eddie. A lot of familiar names have changed teams. It's going to be a fun season, but I'm glad we're going to have it because it looked there for a moment like there were going to be games missed.
Yeah, just ridiculous. Yeah, it's just over. You know, greed set in, and then all of a sudden when they started losing $20 million a day, all of a sudden, oh, my Lamborghini and all this other stuff is coming out of my wallet now. And so once they that happens, you know, they usually come around because those agents and stuff, they're going to make their money regardless. The players are losing money. And I guarantee a lot of those players at the Players Association went to that guy and said, hey, you better get this wrapped up like now. We've had enough. And so they did. And it's great for baseball. It's great for the fans. And let's have one hell of a baseball season and a good World Series. I can't wait.
Who's your preseason pick for World Series champion?
Oh, geez. I usually like to do my pick after the first month to see how things shake out.
That's not a preseason pick, though. That's after the first
month. Yeah, but I usually don't. Yeah, I usually don't do preseason picks because of that. You know, being an ex-ball player, I want to see really how it shakes out. Because with all the changes that – and, I mean, they had a lot of changes in Major League Baseball. The guys changing teams and going – I mean, you can always go with the give-me's. You know, with the Dodgers or guys like that. I don't do that. I go with who I think is going to be the best team, whether it's the Braves, you know, or the Astros, or wherever. It's I'll do my pick for you in a month after the season starts, and then we'll go put some money on it.
If I had to pick right now, I think I would definitely go with the Dodgers coming out of the NL. And I like the Twins. I like what they've put together over there. The Rangers,
they're two years away.
Yeah, well, maybe. But the Rangers also are a team that spent some money in free agency. They clearly woke up and decided that they wanted to start playing baseball in Texas. And made some deals and signed some free agents. And it's going to be an interesting time, the old ball field in Arlington in Texas.
Absolutely. And it is. And it's a beautiful ball field, too. And the Rangers, I don't know. I wouldn't put any money on the Rangers. I mean, they're all show and no go.
I assure you, if you do put money on the Rangers right now, you're getting good odds, and if it pays off, it'll pay off big. Like if you bet on the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl last year, you'd have those kinds of odds with the Rangers. But I'm looking now at the World Series odds, and the Dodgers, of course, are on top. Then the Blue Jays, a team that slipped my mind there, but they made a lot of great moves too. Lost some people, picked up some people. The Astros, a team that, you know, obviously just lost Carlos Correa, but they kept together a pitching staff that's going to be decent. The Mets spent a lot of money. The Mets are at better odds to make the world to win the World Series than the Yankees, but only right above them. The White Sox are in contention here. This is interesting.
The Mets are kind of like betting on the Jets. So it's like, you know, go ahead if you want to do that.
Let me ask you this question and see how easy this would be to answer for you. Who do you think has the longest odds to win the World Series at this point in Major League Baseball?
Oh, they got to be out of Seattle.
No, not at all. Seattle is in your top 20. It's the Baltimore Orioles. And they are.
Oh, well, I forgot they even had a team. I thought they were just. I just thought Cal Ripken had the minor league team up there in Aberdeen.
They're tied on a few of these sites for the longest odds with the Pittsburgh Pirates, but it's a pretty significant drop off to the next team, the Diamondbacks. The Pirates and the Baltimore Orioles are significantly farther behind everybody else in the pack when it comes to the ability to win the World Series this year, which that's not really that big of a stretch for me. But listen, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
Well, you know, we talk some NFL, we talk some Major League Baseball, we talked announcers, which I guess could pretty much factor into both of those sports. And
Oh, absolutely.
We've run out of time to, well, we didn't talk too much Final Four, but we talked Final Four as well.
Yeah, but when you look at Matty Ice going to the Colts, that's a big deal. Deshaun Watson going and running, devastating the Browns. And I'm telling you, Baker Mayfield needs to be signed by the Houston Texans. Wouldn't that be a hoot?
Yeah, but he's not a free agent, so the Browns have to be involved in that discussion, and I don't know.
Well, he is not going to play with Cleveland. He's not even going to be on the sideline, I guarantee you.
Couldn't agree with you more, but unfortunately, he's contractually obligated to Cleveland, so they're going to have to be a part of the decision-making process, and I don't know that Houston's going to want to pay the price that it's going to cost to snatch Baker Mayfield out of. I bet you at this point, Cleveland is thinking, we're going to get probably the same thing that we sent out for Deshaun Watson. We should be getting about that same thing back for Baker Mayfield. And there ain't a team on the planet that should or would.
It like that.
Yeah, if you do that, your fans should sell their jerseys if you go out and trade three first-round picks for Baker Mayfield.
Because you know something? He can sit out and not play. It's kind of like Eli Manning, you know, forced San Diego, the Chargers, when they were in San Diego. Now they're in L.A., but he forced their hands. He said, don't you draft me. I'm not coming to play there.
Yeah.
And so they made the trade. Rivers went to the Chargers, and he had a hell of a career for the Chargers, and Eli wins two Super Bowls with the Giants.
Hey,
so that was pretty good.
There are two guys in history that have ever done that, and both of them have won two Super Bowls, Eli Manning and John Elway. So it's a formula that works, kids. If you're going to be drafted number one overall, whatever team is planning on picking you, say, I'm not going to sign with you. Go to the next team, and it's just proven that you're going to win a couple Super Bowls. It might take you a while, like it did with John Elway, yeah, but he eventually did. Eli Manning spread his out a little bit, got one a little bit early, got one a little bit later, but it seems to work, guys. So anyone out there listening that plans on being a first overall pick in the NFL draft.
Well, always remember this. Don't go to a team that sucks. See you next week, Mouthing Off Nation.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.